Hello and welcome to SearchSMBStorage.com's podcast. I'm John Hilliard, an associate editor with TechTarget Storage Media Group. I'm on the phone with Jason Buffington, a senior analyst of data protection at Enterprise Strategy Group, where we're discussing some of the issues and concerns that face small and medium-sized businesses as they try to decide on a data protection solution that's right for them. How's it going today, Jason?
It's going well, and thanks for having me, John.
Not a problem. Thanks for being on. Well, let's just jump to it. We would like to talk about this issue because I know that ESG recently did your own study on this specific topic. So I guess I'll just start off by just saying, you know, when we hear SMB backup and we often think about enterprise backup, you know, we're wondering, generally speaking, you know, what are the major differences between these two groups? Because on the surface, you'd think that a business looking at backing up data would have the same needs, but obviously there would be very different needs. Could you talk a little bit about the differences between enterprise backup versus SMB backup?
You know, in a nutshell, the biggest difference is obviously scale, right? So less enterprise, less to actually back up. The good news is that a lot of the data protection technologies that first started in enterprise, many of them have actually started to finally work their way down into something which is more than just butchering the features and slashing the price. It really is much more of a right-sizing of capabilities. So we're seeing two nice trends in the industry. One, software and hardware technologies that are finally starting to become right-sized for the scope and scale, including ease of use of small and medium-sized companies. Also, we're seeing some niche players come up from the bottom and saying, look, you know, we can solve this better where ease of use is our primary tenet. Some of those are on-premise solutions, some of them are cloud solutions, but collectively they're both working towards that mid-market space, and that's giving mid-market customers a lot of great options these days.
What are some of the specific challenges for backup when it pertains to SMBs?
Well, in the past I would have said that virtualization and dedupe were kind of the two big challenges that were coming up, but again, we're starting to see even some convergence around that. From a deduplication perspective, there's still a couple different camps as far as do we need to have a hardware-based appliance versus a software-based solution. And one of the things I'm probably most excited about is seeing how some of the traditional hardware deduplication appliances are now either offering a right-sized lower-end appliance or, my preference, they're offering a virtualized appliance where those medium-sized customers who don't have, you know, rack space and raised floor and all the things that you might typically expect in a large enterprise, if they've got some extra compute cycles on a host, they can strap up an OVF or a VHDX and they can start going in. So I like where we're going from a dedupe perspective. The other trend, of course, is around where do you do dedupe? Is it hardware based? Is it in the back-end storage versus is it client side? And some of the solutions that typically, again, used to be just enterprise only, we're finally starting to see that come together. I think if I was going to answer what were the main challenges related to that, I think the big one is certainly by not having a dedicated IT staff, or at least not the kind of experts on site that an enterprise might have, there's a couple challenges. One, when something goes down, they don't have somebody who can, you know, run into a photo booth and come out with a cape and just start solving the problem. They are still very much more dependent on that reseller community to help them, which means not only are they down, but they're hemorrhaging cash while they're down. So challenges around ease of use and ensuring an agility to restore is probably even more important in mid-sized customers than it is in enterprises, because it's got to be something where they can click a mouse three or four times and get back up and running again. So I'd say that's one major difference. The other difference is that, and this is actually more dependent on the workloads than anything else, you know, the virtualization, as an example, or a large database infrastructure, those kinds of workloads in the past used to require some expertise just to get data protection and recovery done in a usable fashion. And today, it's again, becoming a lot easier to do. The challenges are really around ease of use, ease of deployment. Once it's up and running again, if you've got the right wizards and workflows, hopefully it solves the rest of the problem.
I wanted to turn back a little bit of what you said regarding the sort of the issues about some SMBs may not have the dedicated IT staff available to really address some of these issues. I was curious, you know, how do vendors address that? Because obviously they're going to be marketing to companies of a wide range of skill sets. Some will have the IT, some will not, IT expertise, some will not. I was wondering, how do they, generally speaking, approach that among the vendors in general? How do they address backup issues with organizations that may not have the expertise in the field to begin with?
So that is a battle of multiple fronts. The traditional backup software vendors, they're trying their best to refresh UIs. You've seen just in the last year, we've seen some of the largest and most venerable data protection companies in the industry, and the things that they're talking most about right now is take a look at the new UI and take a look at the new ease of use features, because they know that they built these platforms for enterprise scale, and now they're having to go back and try to resolve that. So they're trying to solve the problem by ease of use features. Meanwhile, you've got service providers out there saying, wait, let's just solve the whole problem by you cut a check, and we'll make all your backup problems go away. Problem is, it's not really true. Even if you decide that you're not going to be managing the backup server anymore, you're still going to be watching the jobs. You're still going to be invoking the recoveries. It's a different set of babysitting to have to do. And I would say one key nugget I hope folks take away from today is, regardless of whether you're moving to a data protection technology because you want something different for ease of use, or whether you're moving to a data protection service because you think it's going to solve all your problems, habitually, when we look at what are the real challenges in data protection today, most of them have to do with visibility. In fact, in a recent research report that you'll see published first on my blog, technicaloptimist.com, one of the main things you'll find is 5 of the 6 top challenges with data protection today have to do with visibility. It's auditing my environment. It's ensuring my recovery success. It's identifying bottlenecks. There's visibility challenges. They actually hold true whether you're talking about mid-market or enterprise, but those challenges are even harder when you don't have somebody who's really skilled in that IT staff to actually monitor for that. So instead of just thinking, I need to get a different product or I need to have a different solution, I would tell you there's actually a third option that SMBs in particular really ought to be looking at, and that is the monitoring of backup as a service. There's a lot of solution providers and resellers out there that they think that if they want to solve people's backup protection problems, they got to run to the cloud. And frankly, a lot of the cloud-based technologies have the same scheduling and management limitations the on-premise products do. If the challenges are really around visibility, then really what you ought to be looking for is someone to manage what you've got smarter. And particularly for SMB customers, this should be a silver bullet, where resellers say, I'm going to watch what you've got, which, by the way, I probably sold you, so that you don't have to. And since they don't have an IT staff, that should be welcome news for them.
Now, I was wondering about that. I mean, does that mean that the public cloud options are really making headway among SMBs? Are you seeing that yet?
So we are seeing cloud backup being more and more interesting, but it's not necessarily being delivered necessarily straight from a public cloud provider per se. In fact, some of the research that we're currently looking at around data protection services, and that includes backup as a service, includes DR as a service, it includes storage as a service when you're simply augmenting your on-premise data protection technology with a storage tier from cloud as well. In all those cases, we're actually starting to see where the subscribers aren't necessarily saying, I want it from a public provider. Instead, they're more often saying, I want it from a company who specifically offers data protection services. Or I want it from a company who I used to buy my backup software through. I trust them to remotely deliver that same kind of capability. So more than just generic public cloud, we're seeing more interest in it from the specialized data protection cloud providers and from the software vendors that are moving to the cloud in order to protect their marketplace.
You said earlier that addressing the issues of the level of expertise among different SMBs when it comes to IT skills is for vendors is a battle fought on multiple fronts. I was curious, and generally speaking, do you feel that SMBs need to have better education when it comes to IT matters as they go out there and make these kind of decisions? Because obviously there's so many of these things that are going to be data protection is so important. It's going to be continuing to be important going forward. Do you think that it's going to behoove them to be more on the ball of this kind of thing as opposed to maybe the pressure, as you said earlier, about just cutting a check to have someone else worry about their problems for them?
Yeah, you know, from a learnings and growth perspective, I think one of the things that, companies of most sizes, but particularly SMBs, need to think about is they need to stop thinking about backup as a task that they solve if it breaks and then otherwise just kind of goes lights out for them. If you lift up the spectrum of data protection, that's a blog post that came out recently on my blog, the spectrum of data protection is bigger than just backup. You know, it's bigger than just the task of making extra copies in case you have to roll them back. It includes things like how to leverage snapshots. It includes replication for offsite protection. It includes availability and archive. There's a whole range of verbs in that data protection landscape that can really help make a company agile. And so I guess the one thing I would tell an SMB is don't focus so much on I have a backup problem or I have a backup cost and I have to try to solve for it. Instead, what you ought to be looking for is think first about what your recovery goals are and the ramifications of not being able to act upon those. And then look at, I really feel like you need something like a life coach, someone who can come in once a year and say, look, let's talk about that data protection strategy, that agility that you need, and figure out which boxes you need and then choose which tool sets fit for that. By the way, John, about, almost 3 years ago now, I wrote a book called Data Protection for Virtual Data Centers. In that, there's free chapters. You can find them on the web. That it actually goes through cost of downtime, the impetus of what small businesses and medium businesses need to look for, and that kind of thing. You can find that on dataprotectionbible.com. But that gives some coaching specifically for how to figure out the range of verbs that you need and then try to address them not as isolated initiatives but in a comprehensive way.
All right, Jason, I appreciate all that. Some really great tips there. You mentioned before, but I wanted to give you a chance at the end of the podcast to plug it again, your blog. Can you tell me a little bit about your blog?
So my blog is technicaloptimist.com. Hopefully folks will also follow me on Twitter. Twitter handle is jbuff, J-B-U-F-F. I've been in data protection for about 23 years, the last two of which covering the space on behalf of ESG. Beforehand, I was with ISVs of all sizes. I was at Microsoft for several years, and data protection's the only thing I'm good at. So,
well, I appreciate all the help on this, Jason, and thanks again.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. And for the latest on small and medium business backup and other data protection services, be sure to check out our website at searchsmbstorage.com. I'm John Hilliard, and thanks for listening.